I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for August 19th, 2013, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our council meeting this evening. If you haven't seen them already, there are council agendas on the two side tables. I welcome back the neighbors from the Balfour area neighborhood here tonight. I've told you you don't need to be on the agenda or speak tonight, but we welcome your attendance. If there's any questions from other people in the audience as we proceed, please raise your hand when we get to that item on the agenda, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Lukey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There are a few additions to the agenda tonight as a result of the meetings held earlier this evening, beginning at 5:30, then at 6, and at 7. Some are already listed under committee reports in agenda item 16. With the President of Council's permission, I'd like to add 16D, report of the Committee of the Whole, and report on that meeting as well. Also, I see that the law director distributed ordinances for item 15 in regards to zoning amendments 1, 2, 3, and 4 for 2013. Those are now in front of your council places. Based on the recommendation in the public hearing, that action be taken in favor of those. Mrs. Westfall, any additions to the agenda?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, in light of item number 9, the revision to the Job Creation and Retention Program, we need a report from the Economic Development Subcommittee regarding the Job Creation Program and a recommendation from that committee meeting of August 8th.
I see that that's down at 16B.
Yeah.
Let's move that up to B9A, and then we'll consider that before the Ordinance 60-2013.
Right. I have one other matter that we could discuss under committee referrals related to what I anticipate will be City Council appointments to the Housing Council. I noticed that the administration is making some recommendations for its appointments, and I believe we talked about a process for Council's appointments, so I'd like to have some discussion there about that.
Let's add that as 17A, and that is, you're referring to information H. The mayor has made those appointments, so they do not require City Council's confirmation.
No, they don't, but City Councils do require
a
process.
That's correct.
That's exactly right.
So we'll add as 17A, council appointments to the CRAs.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Hussman.
The same type of thing for number 11. There is a meeting of the Building and Grounds at 16C. It would be ideal to have that just before.
That does make sense. We'll make that 11A, which is 16C. Report of Building and Grounds. Thank you, Mrs. Hussman. Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mall.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Hearing no further amendments, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved for this evening as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on July 15th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the July 15th, 2013 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's Been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from our meeting on July 15, 2013 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Fifth on the agenda, we are very pleased to welcome representing the Paul Mitchell School here in Sylvania, Ashley Harris.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good.
My name is Ashley. I am the admissions leader for the brand new Paul Mitchell School here in Sylvania. We could not be happier to be in the area. I moved here about a month ago from Cincinnati, Ohio. We are a branch campus of Paul Mitchell School in Cincinnati. And so I moved here and then I turned 25 2 days later, so I had a lot of life change in a couple of days, but I am enjoying myself and absolutely love the area. So thank you so much for having me tonight. The Paul Mitchell Schools are definitely very different than any other cosmetology school, not to say that the other schools are not brilliant and have a great education, but our school offers a lot more. We believe in community involvement and giving back. And so our CEO and co-founder of John Paul Mitchell Systems, John Paul DeGloria, is a huge advocate for rent is due. And what he means by that is that we owe everyone else around us for the space that we take up here on this earth. So Paul Mitchell Schools are very involved in several different charities and organizations, nonprofits, that is on a national level but trickles down into the communities in which our schools are located. This year alone, all 117 Paul Mitchell Schools raised $2.9 million for our fundraising effort, and that money was grassroots style. Our school in Cincinnati raised $62,000 in just a matter of a few months. So we are really great at hair, but we also do not play when it comes to giving back and embracing our community. So I am your best point of contact. I will be kind of the face of the Paul Mitchell School for now. We open our doors on September 3rd, so we're 2 weeks away from the final opening. It's been a long road getting us here, but we are definitely very excited. We definitely want to welcome you into our school at any time. We'll have a huge grand opening party to celebrate being here in Sylvania, where John Paul DeGloria and Wynn Claybaugh, who is the co-founder of all Paul Mitchell Schools, will be flying in, joining us for our ribbon cutting ceremony, and just celebrating our brand new facility. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Yes. I see in your promotional materials that you have perhaps as many as 250 students.
Yes.
That you anticipate.
That's absolutely.
That's quite a lot of individuals coming.
That is a lot of individuals. We have had a huge success in all of our Paul Mitchell schools, but specifically I can speak to Paul Mitchell School Cincinnati and Paul Mitchell School Lexington, which are our sister schools. We are two of the top 10 schools in the Paul Mitchell Network. We have 100% pass rate at State Board, over 70% placement rates in the area, and we are super involved in both cities. And so my job as the admissions leader is not only recruiting and marketing and letting everyone know that we're coming and that we're here, but also being able to sustain our school and being able to provide and help place our future professionals when they graduate, as we call them, future professionals, not students. And so that is my role. It is to build relationships with the industry here in Toledo, and with that, it really is providing jobs. It's opening up opportunity to people that maybe couldn't make it in a four-year program or didn't have the means to do something else, whatever the case may be. We are a one-size-fits-all school. We want to see the next generation do really great things. And so providing a craft for them to become really great at is kind of what we do. And so we're really excited about it. Anybody else have any questions?
I'm delighted you're here.
Awesome. I'm really glad. And everyone can come get their hair done when we start doing clinic floor services. And so it's future professionals, it's their work. But we have licensed professionals that are making sure that it's all going really well. So I've never seen any disasters in 5 years, so I'm feeling pretty confident about the Toledo area as well. Perfect. And I do have some treats because in true Paul Mitchell fashion, you need a little bit of products to kind of understand us a little bit better. So I'll pass that out now if that's okay.
Sure.
Super adorable. Wow, I love that. Yes, we offer both full-time and part-time. So the full-time is during the day. Calling me out in front of all my new friends.
You need another one.
The first 6 weeks is Monday through Friday, and then starting the 7th week and finishing the program is Tuesday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., which is more reflective of the industry schedule.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yay.
Yours is to be frizz.
Oh, that's exactly what they want. She got some.
I did get one.
The sweet.
All right, great.
Interesting. She's looking at you.
Thank you very much.
So your brochures that you got as well has some more great information about our program so that you all can be a little more knowledgeable about Paul Mitchell.
Thank you.
Ashley, can you just tell us where your school is on Monroe Street?
Oh, gosh, that would be important, one of them. We are right next to Aldi's. We share the same parking lot, and then there's a mattress firm right next door to us. So we have signs up now, and we kind of stick out, which is really great for me. Thank you, Ashley.
Ashley, thank you for taking the time and meeting council, and we wish you the very best as you get started here in Sylvania.
Thank you very much.
Agenda item 6. I received an email from Steve Livingston of Old Farm Lane, who requested to come and speak to council. So I invite Mr. Livingston to the podium.
Certainly.
Welcome.
I might not be as upbeat or bear gifts. I just wanted to voice my happiness with the Erie Street closure, and basically how I was told it was pre-planned. There was no communications to the residents. The implementation of it seemed like it caught everybody by surprise. At least it did in our neighborhood. And then the reaction since then. The only one that was good was the chief. The police have been, since I'm sure myself and others have taken action and have started to curb some of the stop sign running and speeding. The one thing, and I put it in the email that I sent you, was why doesn't the city have to do what businesses do? Where we have a public meeting, where the neighborhood that's going to be impacted is allowed to have a public forum to agree or disagree with the way the things are set up, and it's not sprung upon them at the last minute. And at that point, all we get is, what do you want me to do now? And there's nothing you can do now. It's already done. The implementation, I don't know if anybody else can figure out those detour signs. I've lived here for 30 years, I can't figure it out. So now we have everybody just taking a little shortcut. They get very indignant if you come out of your driveway in the morning because you're slowing down. ramifications to the, is the biggest thing I can think of. If you get buy-in from the neighborhood, from whatever's going to be happening to them, and they know about it in advance, and you give them a forum to state their opinions, they might buy into it a lot better than just having to put down. We're getting increased traffic all over. We still have kids skateboarding down on the old farm. That's a hill, goes down to that ditch. And so they skateboard and they're out there with the bicycles, and we got two lanes of traffic on both directions. Makes it very dangerous for those people. There's dogs that, one just almost got hit tonight because the dog got away from my neighbor across the street. It's very dangerous, and I sure hope you have plans in place for when the schools start shortly. Highland Elementary is right next door. And that's all I have to say.
We appreciate your comments. Your point about having a community meeting is a very good one. We have been in contact with the Sylvania schools concerning the start of the school here shortly and the problem with bus circulation. We're not just concerned about Highland School, but also Northview High School. Those are issues, and it is definitely an inconvenience for our residents. But we think that we are handling the situation as best as we can. But your comments are well spoken, and we appreciate them.
Thank you.
I'd like to pick one.
Mr. Brown.
It's an inconvenience for me also. It's in my backyard. We have heavy-duty equipment in the backyard. We have people turning around and going out and everything. But it's something that needed to be done. And the communication part of it, I believe there was two or three articles in both the Blade and the Sylvania Advantage saying that this was going to happen over the last 6 months. So, you know, I do believe there was communication. I do believe that everyone was aware of it. The people I've talked to asked me for a long time, when they're going to shut down Erie Street? Because they read about it in the paper, and I said it was going to be after the golf tournament, and it would be at an accelerated pace. The other thing that everyone in the room needs to know, including the Blade, is that if we wouldn't have not shut down the street, the project would have been $300,000 more to do it half at a time. So, yes, there was a lot of thought that went into replacing that bridge. We realize it's an inconvenience, but it's also by shutting it down for the 90 days versus 120 days, we thought that that was more appropriate. We thought the savings of $300,000 was more appropriate. And that's the good way to spend the taxpayers' money. It is an inconvenience. It's an inconvenience for all of us because we're your neighbors also. We don't make these decisions based on, well, we'll see what happens. It was well thought out. It said for local use only. The people that are cutting through your neighborhood are your neighbors. There are some Michigan cars that go through there, but they are your neighbors. And, you know, I do take exception to that you weren't notified because it was posted in the paper 6 months before the construction even started. Okay, thank you.
The other thing that it was pre-planned so much, why was it part of the conform so they could go down Haroon and down Brent and over up to Centennial and change their route? If we had all this pre-planning, that would have been easy for them to do. It's not that far out of the way. They'd still be able to do their pickup at Centennial. So I don't know. Why do I have a large bus coming up?
I don't know why those buses are going through. We did talk to TARDA.
Okay.
And perhaps the service director can tell us about that conversation, but they were notified.
TARDA was notified. They discussed changing the routes, but they're on schedules. They have to be certain places at certain times to accommodate their riders. And taking that detour, they would not have been able to accommodate the current schedule. It all would have been changed. Anybody that relies on the buses for their rides would be impacted by that. So we did talk to TARDA. We were aware that for the direct daily routes, they were going to have to use the neighborhood detour. But for any special routes, ours is, we hope to stay off there with any other special routes.
Thank you for your comments this evening. Let's move on to agenda item seven, which is in front of you, proposed ordinance 56-2013. This is the last step in accepting annexation of some properties along Arbor Way. Mr. Mullins.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, as you indicated, upon council's acceptance of the property into the city, that completes the statutory process. It's 7.7 acres of land. The zoning will remain, will become same as the surrounding neighborhood. It is, I think, in a format that council can move forward to adopt it tonight.
Mr. Hain.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of ordinance number 56-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting for annexation to the city of Sylvania, Ohio, the territory described in annexation petition number 2013-1, for which James E. Moan is the agent, and as hereinafter described, providing for the interim zoning of said territory, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 56-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to read a lot more of these. Moving final adoption of ordinance number 56-2013.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 56-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 56-2013 is approved. I know we have a student in the back row. He came up and got a signature earlier, I believe. That sequence of two votes by council, two motions, is the original charter of the city requires ordinance to be read in their entirety, not just by title, at three consecutive council meetings. We waive the second and third readings, and we read by title only by that first motion. The second motion allows council to pass it in one night, rather than waiting for a second and third meeting if there are five or more votes in favor of it. We're going to have several more ordinances going forward. You can listen to that sequence. But that is to allow most council business to progress quicker than things that are contested or more controversial. Okay, we are ready to move on to agenda item eight, which are three annual assessment ordinances, one for ditch maintenance, one for tree maintenance, and one for street lighting. The first one is ordinance 57-2013, and this one is for ditch maintenance. And I'll go to the chairman of the Utilities Committee to read this one, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 57-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. To assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the scheduled referred to herein to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches within the corporate limits of the city of Sylvania for the year ending December 31st, 2013, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
This ordinance proposes no increase in the assessment. This is a continuing rate. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 57-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 57-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 57-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 57-2013 is approved. Agenda item 8B is ordinance 58-2013, assessing a special tax for tree maintenance. And I go to the chairman of Parks and Forestry, Mrs. Capellini, to read this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 58-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. to assess a special tax upon the lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein, to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the removal and special treatment of shade trees for the purpose of controlling blight and disease of same, and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within the public right-of-way of the city for the year ending December 31st, 2013, waiving in a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 58-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage, ordinance number 58-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 58-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 58-2013 is approved. The third of these assessing ordinances, agenda item 8C, is ordinance 59-2013 for street lighting. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 59-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies are read by title only. Ordinance approving the assessments heretofore authorized by resolution number 8-2013 for street lighting, leveling said assessments, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 59-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 59-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance 59-2013 be approved as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 59-2013 is approved. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 9, you have proposed ordinance 60-2013. This is concerning a revision to the job creation and retention program application and guidelines. Before we did this, we have added agenda item 9A or agenda item 16B, a report from the Economic Development Subcommittee. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor. The Economic Development Subcommittee met to review the proposed draft of the legislation on August 6th. All members of City Council were there, as was the mayor. Fundamentally, we understood that Sylvania has had a creation retention program for a number of years. Council was asked to consider updates to the existing language primarily to make the legislation, make the policy rather, more functional and more reflective of the current economic development environment. We heard a presentation, an in-depth presentation from Mr. Sanford about the revisions. And the committee moved unanimously to recommend to council that we approve the legislation tonight. So, given the fact that we were all there and heard the comprehensive presentation, I'm not sure we need to go back over it again. If you'd like, I'd be happy to read the
If there's any
ordinance.
Questions for council, this would be the appropriate time. If not, you should introduce the legislation.
Okay, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 60-2013. Members of council have previously received copies, therefore I'll read by title only. Revising the job creation and retention program application guidelines, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 60-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 60-2013.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 60-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 60-2013 is approved. Thank you for all your work on that, Mr. Lukey, and also Mr. Sanford behind you. I know a lot of thought went into that, and we're happy to have that, those guidelines moving forward with economic development in the city. Agenda item 10, we're back to you with a final change order for the Safe Routes to School project. I'm sure you've all seen the improvements around the city and the pavement markings are not complete. The final change order is actually a deduct change order. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the project is complete. The construction part of the project is complete. As you know, with any project, at the end of the project, the item quantities are typically off. Sometimes we install more, sometimes we install less. On this project, we were relatively fortunate and installed less materials on a lot of these locations. And so we have a deduct change order before you in the amount of $13,020.42. This would bring the final contract amount for the project to $235,325.28. I would like to note that of that amount, the city is responsible for less than $15,000 of that. The remaining funds are being provided by ODOT. So we got a lot of work done with relatively little of our city funds. So I do recommend approval of the change order. The contract division did a good job with the project.
Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 61-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 2, final, to this city's agreement with Midwest Contracting Incorporated for the Safe Routes to Schools project, which reflects the actual quantities used on this project, decreasing the contract amount by $13,020.42, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 61-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 61-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 61-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 61-2013 is approved. Agenda item 11 is another agenda item of which council committees have met. And a lot of time and effort has been invested by many in the community. This is a new management agreement with the Historic Village of Sylvania. And I'd like to first ask Mrs. Hussman or Mr. Moan if there are any comments you'd like to make about this legislation. It was previously covered in a committee meeting.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, it was on August 6th of this year, the Buildings and Grounds Committee met to review the agreement. And obviously, it's presented here tonight, so it met with approval. Just a few notes from that meeting. Originally, to make funds available, the agreement with the city was that the Sylvania Historical Village would maintain and manage the Maplewood Marketplace and keep the rent money. In February, the Sylvania Historical Village Board began talking about updating the Maplewood Marketplace management maintenance agreement. In May, the board reviewed drafts of a termination agreement and future agreement with the city that Mr. Moan prepared. In June, the Sylvania Historical Village Board was presented with an agreement for their review. On July 9th, at a special meeting, the Sylvania Historical Village Board, the new agreement was discussed. At the July 17th board meeting, the changes were reviewed, approved. We approved the agreement to move forward. Throughout this process, Bill Sanford met with all parties to coordinate efforts of the Sylvania Historical Village Board, the administration, myself as city council representative. Since I started attending the Sylvania Historical Village Board meetings earlier this year, the meetings were consumed with discussions about the marketplace and how to care for it rather than the village and our historical mission. This agreement puts the historical mission back in the forefront. At our meeting, Tom Blank, who is a lawyer and a member of our board, Jim Moan and Bill Sanford all spoke in favor of the agreement, as did all the members of the Buildings and Grounds Committee. It was moved by Katie and seconded by Mike to recommend its approval at the next city council meeting, and that's right now. I don't know if Mr. Moan or Mr. Sanford have any other comments. Mr. Blank is not here.
Just add that his comment to Leslie, the timing was very helpful on the whole lot.
Yes, I'm sorry, I meant to mention that as well. Yes, thank you.
Introduce the legislation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 62, 2013, all members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance on behalf of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, to enter into an agreement with the Sylvania Historical Village, Inc., for the management of Sylvania Historical Village, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 62, 2013, be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. Question for Mr. Hayman.
Not a question, a statement.
Statement.
I just want to, I don't think it does, there's no conflict of interest or need for me to push away, but I do want to disclose that Tom Blank is my partner. I don't think it requires me to take step away from the table on this issue, but I did want to disclose that, and I am going to stay and vote on it.
Thank you. Again, we have a motion and a second to approve reading by title only and waiving the second and third readings. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I happily move final passage of ordinance number 60-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 62-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 62-2013 is approved. Again, my thanks, Mrs. Hussman, for your hands-on work. I know that...
Thank you. It was a lot of people, though.
A lot of people did. Mr. Sanford, Mr. Moan. Leslie Brining, our assistant law director, all those people invested a lot of time, and we will all have to build this properly into the budget as we begin the budgeting process for 2014. We're going to move on to agenda item 12. We have proposed ordinance 63-2013. This is to authorize a three-year collective bargaining agreement with our telecommunicators. This is an issue that council addressed earlier in the year, but as this new bargaining group became established, they came to the city and wanted to make some changes, asked to reopen it. And I'd like to have our finance director, economic, and personnel director, Toby Schroyer, give us some background on this before we move ahead to the committee work.
Yeah, we had initially had a agreement with dispatchers back in January. It was right around the same time period when they were looking at forming or joining the FOP union. They had signed an agreement. The council had approved an agreement. Once they officially joined the FOP union, they asked us if we would come back to the table and talk with them. And we ultimately agreed to that. And so this is where we're at now. There are no financial changes to the three-year contract. Very little operational changes. A lot of it is just changing names, some real minor things that really don't affect either side significantly one way or another.
I would just reiterate no financial impact whatsoever. Very little operational change. It just clears up some of the very minor language that we have in the contract. Basically, if council wants me to go over the changes that we made, I'll be more than happy to, but it doesn't affect really the operations of the department. This affects how they file a grievance with us. And basically, it puts in the contract how they for how we collect their dues and disseminate down to the FOP. So we already do that, but they wanted that to be put in writing, so we did that.
Union membership has voted through the agreement.
So the administration recommends that we also approve this contract. The union members already have ratified it. It just puts into place a new bargaining unit in a way that they're comfortable and we're comfortable with it as well.
It is the same bargaining unit as the patrolman.
Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 63, 2013. Copies have previously been distributed to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2013 with the Fraternal Order of Police, Ohio Labor Council Incorporated, on behalf of the Sylvania Police Telecommunicators, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded in ordinance number 63, 2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 63, 2013.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 63, 2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 63-2013 is approved. We'll now move on to the second page of our agenda, agenda item 13. This has to do with authorizing the city to file an application with the Ohio Department of Development for 2013 Ohio Small Cities Community Development Block Grant. Mr. Stanford, you want to bring us up some background information on this?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we are in the process of preparing a for the Tier 3 program. This helps individual property owners in our downtown district for improvement projects. And this, we need this resolution as part of our application.
All right. Any questions from council concerning this item? This one's pretty straightforward. I'll go to the president of council, if that's all right, Mr. Lukey. For Resolution 10-2013.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 10-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file an application with the Ohio Department of Development, Office of Community Development for fiscal year 2013 Ohio Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Discretionary Grant Program, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 10-2013 be read by title only, second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 10-2013.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 10-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 10-2013 is approved. Agenda item 14, I am pleased to introduce you to Brian McCann. He is a, come on up to the podium in case so they can meet you. Brian is a, I have appointed Brian to the Planning Commission's vacant seat. I've been looking for some time for the right man to fill this seat, and Brian's credentials and background seem to fit it very well. He's very community-minded. He brings planning experience from another community here, and I think is just has the right attitude about building a better community to fit our Sylvania needs on the Plan Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councilpersons.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? It's in the letter here that I've written, but why don't you tell us about yourself?
I'll read it. A little bit about myself. I grew up in Toledo, moved out east in my 20s, spent 20 years out in the D.C. metropolitan area, and got involved in the Germantown Citizens Association out there. It was how I got involved in the local community. We had, I was married, had a small child. It was something that I wanted to get involved with in a growing community and find out about the process and what could be affected by the people of the community. So I was on that for about approximately 5 years.
and back here about 10 years ago, and got involved in local things, mostly with the parish on St. Joseph, but wanted to get a little more involved in the community once I've been here for a while. And this sparked some interest, and it was something that I had done in the past. I look forward to being a part of that in the future.
Brian, I'd like to welcome you. I know all the fellow council members will welcome you as well. We're thrilled to have you joining the Municipal Planning Commission. I have had the pleasure of getting to know you over the last several years through activities in our church and in our neighborhood. I know that your leadership is exemplary. The development experience and planning experience that you've been exposed to in your other environments, I know will be a huge help to the Planning Commission, and we so much look forward to good things coming from you and from the Commission going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brian, you missed the comment earlier putting pressure on the Plan Commission by Mr. Hainum, reporting how much confidence he puts in the Plan Commission, so the heat will be on.
I did touch that.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Very good.
And I said I expected more to come.
Brian, what is your day job?
I'm a customer service representative for Hitachi Data Systems.
All right. The charter provides for the mayor to make these appointments. Council needs to confirm these appointments. So I ask for a motion to confirm the mayor's appointment of Brian McCann to the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. McCann is approved. Our first meeting is September the 11th. Wednesday, it's back in this room at 5:30. Look forward to your attendance then.
I look forward to meeting.
And thank you for agreeing to serve our community. Okay, moving on to agenda item 15. There were public hearings held this evening at 7 p.m. for four zoning applications and changes. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This evening at 7 o'clock, we had a public hearing where we looked at the ZA 1234-2013. It was a change to the zoning from R3 multiple dwelling medium density district to B2 general business district for properties located at 5441, 5445, 5453, and 5457 Main Street. We had a nice group here observing the participating in the public hearing. There was a healthy discussion and some questions. Overall, I think there was support for in the community for this change, and the recommendation out of the public hearing from council was that we advance legislation on all of these zoning changes.
There are four ordinances that were distributed just prior to the council meeting in response to the public hearing recommendation. These need to be addressed individually. We can't do them as a group. Mr. Hainum, you don't have to read them all. You can share the wealth with your fellow council members if you like, but you should probably read the first one, Ordinance 65-2013.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move adoption of Ordinance Number 65-2013, all members of council having previously received copies that will read by title only, approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-1-2013 on the petition of Renee Mason to change the zoning of her property at 5441 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 65-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of Ordinance Number 65-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 65-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 65-2013 is approved. Next is Ordinance 66-2013. Mrs. Cappellini, why don't you take this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 66-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-2-2013 on the petition of David M. Garner on behalf of Edifice Rex Limited to change the zoning of its property at 5445 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 66-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage ordinance number 66-2013.
Second. It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 66-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 66-2013 is approved. Next is ordinance 67-2013. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 67-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Approving the recommendation of Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA3-2013 on the petition of David M. Gardner on behalf of Edifice Rex Limited to change the zoning of this property at 5453 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 67-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 67-2013.
Second. And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 67-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 67-2013 is approved. Mr. Hanum, I'm going to go back to you to bracket these and have you read 68-2013.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 68-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-4-2013 on the petition of David M. Garner on behalf of Edifice Rex Limited to change the zoning of its property at 5457 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 68-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage ordinance number 68-2013.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 68-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 68-2013 is approved. Thank you. That was a lot of business taken care of in a brief time. Moving on to agenda item 16, committee reports. Two of these have already been taken care of. 16B and 16C were moved up in the agenda. I believe, Mr. Hanum, you still have a report of your 6 o'clock zoning administration. Although that one. No, you don't. You do have a report. That's right.
I do have a report. Yeah.
I was getting confused with those ordinances we just passed. No. I'm sorry.
We had a great meeting at 6 o'clock on talking about our current dog ordinances and our current classification of kennels and the limit on kennels into certain industrial zoned areas, and the definition creates a de facto limit of 3 dogs in any area that is not permitted to have kennels. The council was approached with this issue by a number of individuals who are involved in primarily rescue and dog fostering activities, and who were interested in being able to probably on a temporary basis, but a rotating temporary basis, to maintain more than 3 dogs in their residential areas for the purpose of having family pets and additional dogs that would be fostered or rescued. We discussed the existing ordinances and the advantages of the existing ordinances, which create a bright line for our administrative enforcement in terms of addressing the 3 dog number. We also discussed our existing code as it provides for animal care and maintenance. And while that code is helpful, and while it is been very well received by the AKC and other organizations, it is there are subjective aspects to it, which, with regard to whether 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 dogs are being adequately maintained, would make it difficult to enforce in that regard. There are other things in that code about leash laws and those sorts of things which are very clear, which are very enforceable. At the end of the day, we really were looking for a compelling reason to change our code, and I don't think we, council didn't feel that there was a compelling need to change the code. In the absence of any motion to change the current code, we concluded our meeting, and at this point, I do not anticipate any near-term revisiting of the issue. I think we're going to let our code stand as it is, as it has for, I think, 40 years or so. And we also noted that some of our surrounding comparable communities, such as Perrysburg and Maumee, have very similar limitations. So that was essentially the essence of our discussion on our dog code, current dog code requirements. The other thing that we noted at the end of the meeting was that we continue to have outstanding an issue relating to recreational vehicles. We've addressed this on a number of occasions. We still really, I had hoped in early July that we had reached sort of a consensus on that. It's apparent we have not really reached a consensus on how best to proceed. And we noted that we needed to schedule a zoning and annexation committee meeting to address that further and see if we can't get to a consensus. So what I'd like to do at this point now is pull out our calendars and see if we can't find a time when the Zoning and Annexation Committee can meet to consider this issue and see if we can't put it to bed once and for all. Since I've been to Hilton Head on my vacation, I have time in the next couple of weeks, and I would think we could maybe find some time. Committee members, do we have a preference?
We might do it before Labor Day.
I'd like to do it before Labor Day if we could. That gives us, what, 2 weeks? Sometime in the next 2 weeks? Maybe at the end of this week or early next? Could we do a morning meeting?
Yeah, how about Wednesday the 28th?
I can do Wednesday the 28th at 8. Sandy, can you do that? Okay, so we will meet on August 28th at 8 a.m. Kevin, can you make that time? Okay, and Mr. Moe?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, I'll ask the clerk of council to publicize that meeting, and that's all I've got.
Thank you for your report, Mr. Hanum. Again, agenda item 16B and 16C have already been addressed earlier in the agenda, so we're on to added agenda item 16B. There was a committee of the whole meeting held earlier this evening at 5:30 concerning proposed ordinance 64-2013 and council compensation. Mrs. Westfall or Mr. Lukey, can you give us a report on that committee of the whole?
It doesn't make a difference.
If you want, I'm happy to.
Go ahead.
The committee of the whole meeting tonight was focused on the elected official compensation, mayor benefit, Mr. Lukey actually ran the meeting, so you may want to chime in if I miss a step here. The new OPERS minimum wage earning rule was discussed beginning January 1st, 2014. Contributing service credit for health care will be accumulated only if the member earns at least $1,000 a month. So we had a dialogue around that, recognizing that this upcoming change will have an impact on Sylvania City Council members. And currently, our council members are being able, are allows for contributing service credit for health care. So with this new change, a threshold put in place, council members would no longer qualify for health care eligibility. So we discussed that and put forth legislation that would allow Sylvania City Council members to accumulate, to continue to accumulate contributing service credit for health care going forward. Additionally, the legislation that we're recommending incorporates benefits for health and dental insurance for the role of the mayor. Again, this is something that we recognize is happening in other communities, and it's the right time to consider this type of legislation. Overall, we felt that the legislation would be something that would support attracting strong council leadership in the future, and felt that would also help address the changes that have occurred with the OPERS, through the OPERS changes. Anything else to add?
Right. Just want to clarify, make it clear that what we're talking about when we talk about health care is not current health care for council, but health care benefits if a council member serves the appropriate number of years and chooses to retire. So it's not an immediate health care issue, it's a health care issue that relates to retirement benefits, right?
Very good clarification.
And I think in that regard, we're really just trying to bring our process and regulations up into alignment with what OPERS has changed to. I just want to, for the record, say that Mr. Schroyer indicates that the total cost of this change would be about $5,000 a year. So in the context of our budget, it's relatively negligible.
Very good clarification. Thank you.
The law director has provided council with an amended proposed ordinance 64-2013 to put these in place. If council is comfortable with this and the recommendation of the committee of the whole was to proceed with it, Mr. Lukey,
yeah.
I think this would be
happy
yours.
Happy to. Making sure that I'm reading the right one. Jim, this is the one that was blank, and I've written in 64, or is there a new
one?
One
that says
yet another one. Okay, thank you. Therefore, I will introduce ordinance number 64-2013 as amended. Copies have been made available to members of council previously. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Adjusting the annual compensation of council members of the City of Sylvania to provide for $12,000 annually for the term of office commencing January 1st, 2014, and $12,000 annually for the term of office commencing January 1st, 2016, providing for the mayor and all members of council for an annual cost of living adjustment based on the Consumer Price Index, CPI, for the previous 12 months, not to exceed 4%, commencing January 1st, 2016 and thereafter, and providing for medical, dental insurance and providing for medical and dental insurance benefits for the mayor consistent with those benefits received by other city employees effective January 1st, 2014, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 64-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 64-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 64-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 64-2013 is approved. Thank you for all the work that went into that. We are on committee reports. Any further committee chairman like to make reports at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item 17, and we did have an addition there, 17A, council appointments to the newly constituted CRA district.
Right. This is the first time that council's had to deal with this, and we talked last time about how the council appointments, of which I believe there are three, right, two, okay, would be publicly noticed, and we would draw requests for interest in being considered from the public. Since we haven't done this before, I wondered if we could schedule a very brief Community Relations Committee meeting after the zoning and annexation meeting on next Wednesday. I believe this, Mike, you're on that committee, yes, and so is Sandy, and so is Katie. So since we're going to be there together anyway, could we schedule, Sharon, a meeting for the 8 o'clock, but schedule it to actually to take place after the zoning and annexation committee meeting? I believe that's the way we need to do it, right, Mr. Moan?
Yes.
We've learned our lesson there.
Yes, ma'am.
So is that okay with you folks? Doug, it doesn't involve you. You're welcome to stay, but you could be on your way. You what?
I said I'll stay and express an opinion.
I'm shocked.
That's great.
So if Sharon could notice that.
If I might, just for recollection for council, the mayor, this is a statutory group, the mayor appoints two, city council appoints two, plan commission will appoint one. Then there will be, that group would meet and pick two additional folks who must be residents of the city. So when you're doing your search, you might as well anticipate that there may be a need for more than just the two you're looking for, to get to a total of four.
Yeah, and is there a time concern about that?
My only desire would be to have that in place either at the time that the first applications start to come in. So I think that they may be coming in the next month or so. So there's a that's it, because the primary initial job for these folks would be to select the housing officer.
Right.
And I'd like to have that in place in time to begin the process when an application comes in.
Right. But we could, coming out of that committee meeting, we could direct Sharon to notice it and collect, you know, give it a 3-week window for letters of interest.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
And for council's information, your information item H is the report of the two appointments I've made, Mr. Sanford and Mr. Aller, to be my two appointments to those community reinvestment areas 1, 6, and 8. And they do not require your confirmation. There's no, you get to appoint your own. And I don't have to ratify yours. I don't have to confirm yours.
No, okay.
All right. Any other committee referrals to be made at this time? Any additional agenda items council would like to consider? Mr. Haddad, welcome. Council Pedestrian Trustee Haddad, would you like to address council?
Yes, I would, and I'm sorry that I was late because our sister city meeting went over, so Kevin Haddad, Savannah Township Trustee for 136 Shannon Green. We just got done with our sister cities meeting, and we have approved this year. We're going to have an evening of fair the night before, because usually we have a dinner, and then they have the Fall Festival Parade the next day. We're going to have a function at the Elks this year, and it's going to be involving the home records of the band, and we'll be having an outdoor fair, and we were going to have, it's going to be called Oktoberfest. So it'll be the evening before, which is the 19th. The home records will be playing, the Elks is sponsoring it with us, and we're trying to get some other sponsorships. But I wanted to let the city know about this, because thank you very much to the chief, Mr. Mayor, it was very nice today. I just sent it over, we enjoyed that fair meeting.
That actually was a gift from Mayor Pat Zabeski of Woodstock, Ontario. He presented that to me when he was in town, and it seemed appropriate to be refreshments at the sister city.
It was perfect, thank you.
Yeah.
But now we worked on this issue, and we've got the band all together, and we're going to have the fair out there, and hopefully we'll end up with 500 to 1,000 people showing up for something like that would be the first year of it. So if you have any questions from anybody?
Sounds great.
Okay, because I think we need to do something else to make it a little bit more special with the sister city's commission. And as vice president, I should come over as representative and let you guys know what's going on.
Thanks for that report. Okay, we're at the end of our agenda. I would like to refer you to agenda item B. You've probably all taken a look at it already. The income tax receipts are holding up. They're up 5.68% through 7 months of the year, so that's good news. There are a number of other items there, including mosquito spraying information from Susan Searles, if you want to take a look. There's no additional information. Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and City Council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, September the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.